I'd like to take just a few minutes and to talk to you about a scripture in the Bible, and I'd like to read it real quick. It's found in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 1 ahead. The Bible says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of a short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up to a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your home.' So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw him, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.' Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.'" And the title of my message tonight is "The Way That Jesus Sees You." The way that Jesus sees you. The scripture talks about a man by the name of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a Jewish man. And in that time, Israel was under the power of the Romans. And the Romans demanded high taxes. And even though Zacchaeus was a Jewish man, he decided to work for the Romans. And he started collecting taxes from his own people. Now, you have to understand that the taxes were high. And Jericho was a very prosperous city. But the fact that Zacchaeus was taking money from his own people made his own people be resentful against him. And though Zacchaeus was a rich man with a high position as a chief tax collector, he had people working for him. The people of his own land didn't like him anymore. And when they look at Zacchaeus, they would call him unclean. They would say, "He's a sinner. He's a polluted man." So people who looked at him, they didn't want to associate with him. They would look down on him. He had a bad reputation. And even though Zacchaeus could buy whatever he wanted because he had a lot of money, that didn't make him happy. Just as we heard tonight from the young people that were sharing, there was an emptiness. He was known in the city, yet he was empty and he was longing for a difference in his life. The Bible says that even though he was empty, he was looking for something. There was a need in his heart. And the Bible says that one day, Jesus was passing by the city where he lived. And I'll tell you, before Jesus passed by that city, Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. Because you see, in the same city where he lived, in Jericho, there was a beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. And one day, Jesus passed by, and the guy called unto Jesus, and Jesus came and touched him, and this man had received the sight. So when he heard about Jesus, he knew that Jesus wasn't like those religious people that he had seen before. The religious people that point out the finger at him and say, "You sinner, you thief, you polluted man, unclean. We don't want nothing to do with you." He knew Jesus was different because Jesus came and touched that beggar, that blind man, and gave him sight. I don't know. I wasn't in there, but I believe that he heard about Bartimaeus. Maybe he spoke with him. Maybe he was a man that he was giving him coins before. And all of a sudden, he sees a man that is changed, that is transformed, that is able to see. And he said, "I want to see that Jesus." And Jesus was passing by. He found out. And he went on his way to see him. But the Bible says that there was a big crowd of people. And most likely, the very own people that he collected taxes from him. So as he was trying to see Jesus, I personally believe that people looked at him and said, hey, get away from me, you sinner. Get away from me, you unclean man. I don't want you nothing near to me. Get out of here. And he tried to go and see Jesus because he heard that Jesus was coming. And he's trying to see, but he couldn't. That crowd wouldn't let him. But there was another limitation that the Bible tells us about Zacchaeus. And that is that he was a short man. He couldn't see. And tonight, this is a very important thing that we need to think about it. Because if it is written in the Bible, it's because you have a significance. I don't know your condition tonight. Perhaps you want to go to God. Perhaps you're seeking God. And there's people that say, who are you to dare to seek Jesus? Don't you see that you are a sinner? Don't you see what you have done? And you have those labels being put on yourself. Or perhaps there's an area in your life, a physical area, or maybe a natural area in your life that is limiting you from seeing Jesus. And he tried and he tried, but he could not because the crowd would not let him see the Lord. And when I was thinking about this limitation, it came to my mind the remembrance that yes, not only Zacchaeus had a limitation, but all of us had a limitation to see God. Because you see, the Bible says that all of us have sin. And you say, what is sin? Sin is when you come and do an action that it is against God. Because long time ago, when God created men, when he created women, God made us perfect. But the Bible says that men chose to disobey God. And when they disobeyed God because they thought they knew better, sin entered into the world. And it is like a curse that comes and destroys you. So now you look around the world and you wonder, but why there's injustice? Why children are dying? Why people are taking advantage of others? Why people are murdering others? Why? Because of sin. This is what we get. And unfortunately, sin not only affects you, affects others. And the Bible says that the paycheck that we get when we sin is eternal death. Meaning that there was no hope, no way for you. And the Bible says that even though you try to do good things, you can never measure up. Because the Bible says that we fall short of the glory of God. Just like Zacchaeus, he couldn't see Jesus. He had a limitation. But tonight, I have good news. I don't come to tell you that that's it and that's the end. I come to tell you that Jesus Christ made a way for you and for me when he gave his life on Calvary for you and me. The Bible says that God so loved, like our pastor mentioned, God so loved the world that he gave his only son for you and for me. And while we were still sinners, God demonstrated his love and gave his only son. But now I'm going to tell you about something that is very unfair. And that is that Jesus Christ came and suffered for you and for me. All the bad things that you have done, all the horrendous things that you have done, Jesus came and put himself on the place. And he suffered. They beat him up. Because of what? Because of you and me. They hurt him. They put a crown of thorns in his head. And he suffered. They put nails in his hands onto a cross, a piece of wood. And they lifted the cross so he could be in excruciating pain. And I'll tell you, Jesus was God and yet he was man and he was suffering. And he could have gone at the end of the cross and said, you know, this is enough. This is too much. But the Bible says that for the love set before him, knowing that you and I were going to be rescued, he endured the cross because he loves you and loves me. That just suffering for all of us, the unjust. The Bible says that he was crucified. He surrendered his life. He shed his blood for you and for me. And at the third day, he rose from the dead. And now he's alive. And tonight, that Jesus that I'm talking, he is here in this place. And he's calling you. And he's saying, come to me. Going back to the story, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he couldn't. But the Bible says that he ran ahead. He ran ahead. And I'm pretty sure all those voices of the people telling him, who are you? Unclean. Get away from him. He thought, you know what? It is true. I'm unclean. I'm a thief. This and that. But when he heard those voices telling him, you are nothing, he didn't pay attention to that. He had faith. He had hope. And tonight, I don't know you, but there's voices that speak to you and tell you, you know what? It is too late for you. You know what? You're a mess. There's no hope for you. You hear voices telling you, there's no hope for you no more. Why don't you go ahead and take off your life? You're garbage. You're nothing. And those words torment you day and night. And your past goes in front of you. And your own conscience torments you for the things that you have done. But I tell you tonight, there's a higher voice that speaks. And there's a higher voice that says to you, come to me and I will give you rest. There's a higher voice that says, come and let us reason together. If your sins are red like scarlet, I will make them white as snow. There's a voice that said, I am the good shepherd. I give my life for my sheep. That's the voice of Jesus that says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. There's a voice that says, here I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will enter in. Oh, tonight you will hear the voice and you will open the door. The Bible says that Zacchaeus came and ran ahead and saw a tree. And he climbed up on the tree so he could see Jesus. And when I was reading that, it just brought me back to what Jesus did. Because I tell you, there's no way you can see Jesus if it is not for the sacrifice on the cross. And that tree represented the cross where Jesus Christ was going to be nailed to. There's no way you can have access to the Father except for the cross, except for the sacrifice. And it was through the cross. It was through the tree that Zacchaeus was able to see Jesus. The Bible says that as Jesus was coming in here, he was passing through the crowd. And I'll tell you, Jesus doesn't make selections or separates people or chooses. He loves everyone. And as he was walking into the crowd, he loved everyone that was in there. But there were some people that were just there to see Jesus just for amusement. They have heard he opened the eyes. Maybe he's going to do something else. Kind of like for entertainment. And Jesus was searching the hearts like Jesus is searching the hearts tonight. You're sitting there in your chair, but Jesus is looking for the hearts. Those hearts that want a change. Those hearts that are tired of the life that they're living and want a transformation. I'll tell you, even though Zacchaeus wasn't close where the crowd and where Jesus was walking, from far, Jesus saw Zacchaeus. And the Bible says that as Jesus walked by, he stopped and look up and saw Zacchaeus. And he called him Zacchaeus. He called him by his name. He called him by his name. And I always like to know what the names mean. And I was dumbfounded to find out that Zacchaeus means pure. You see, all this time, people call him unclean. All this time, people call him a thief. All this time, people call him a failure, a traitor. But Jesus says, no, I see you pure. No, I see you precious. No, I see you precious and beautiful unto my sight. And I tell you, I don't care what people have called you. I don't care what they have told you since you were a child. I'm telling you tonight that Jesus said that you are precious. Jesus said, you are pure. Jesus said, you are holy. And you are sanctified. Because the one who makes the change is not you. It is Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus says, he who started a good work will be faithful to complete it. And if God started a work in you, he's going to be faithful to complete it. When Zacchaeus heard the voice of Jesus, I'll tell you, nobody speaks like Jesus. Nobody says your name like my Jesus. And I just imagine the love that poured out of the mouth of Jesus. But there was a message. Not only Jesus called his name, he told him, Zacchaeus, hurry up. Come quickly, come down, because I need to go to your house. And I love my Spanish translation, because in here, when Jesus said, he said, hurry up, it is necessary that I come to your house. And I'll tell you tonight, you heard the message, you heard these testimonies, you heard the songs, and you already know that definitely Jesus is real. And you know that Jesus had died for you and paid the price. But you know what? It is not enough to stay at the tree. It is not enough to hear about the sacrifice of Jesus and say, wow, that's amazing. Jesus wants to meet you. There's a difference. I can cook a delicious meal. But one thing is to smell the food that tastes good. Another thing is to partake of it. The Bible says that Jesus says, come and taste that the Lord is good. You see, it wasn't enough for Jesus to know that Zacchaeus was able to see him, because that's what Zacchaeus wanted. He wanted to see Jesus. But oh no, Jesus doesn't want you to see him. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to know you. He wants to know what's the secrets of your heart. But the only way he can get to know you is if you let him in your house. The Bible says that Zacchaeus obeyed the Lord. He immediately came down from the tree. And the Bible says that he was joyful, so happy. Jesus Christ is going to come to my house. I'm a sinner. No one of these guys in this city have gone to my house because they think I'm unclean. But Jesus is going to my house. He was so excited. But there were other people that weren't excited. And I'll tell you, there's always those people. Whenever you say, you know what, I'm thinking of seeking the Lord, there's people say, well, are you crazy? Who do you think you are? Don't even come near. Don't even try to. They were complaining, murmuring. And unfortunately and sadly, I believe those people are still complaining, but they are in hell if they didn't receive Jesus Christ. This is serious. This is serious. But Zacchaeus, no. He opened up his heart and he invited Jesus. And tonight, as the musicians come, I want to make an invitation to you. As the musicians play the instruments, I'm just letting you know, Jesus is saying to you, I want to have a personal relationship with you. Because you see, yes, Zacchaeus had a physical limitation. He was short. But there were things that Jesus needed to deal with his personal life. And the only way Jesus could deal with those personal lives, things, it was if he would go to the house of Zacchaeus. And tonight, Jesus is knocking at the door and he wants to enter into your heart. He wants to change. He wants to heal. He wants to restore. Imagine if there would be a fire in your house. Wouldn't you move quickly? Wouldn't you want to stop the fire before the fire would destroy your home? I'll tell you, there's an enemy at work who has tried to kill you and destroy, and you're alive just by the mercy of God. But do not hold off on Jesus. Do not just wait, well, I'll think about tomorrow. No, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. Tomorrow, guys, is not promised to anyone. You might say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. But tomorrow can be too late, for the Bible says that our lives is like a vapor. It appears right now and disappears. I love the scripture. And I see when Zacchaeus invited Jesus, or when he let Jesus in, there was a change. The Bible said that all of a sudden, he said, you know, everything that I owe, I'm going to pay it 4 times. And there was a change. And I'll tell you, that change only occurs when you let Jesus into your heart. And as the musicians play, I'm going to invite you to stand up, if you guys can do that. The presence of God is here. And he's calling you. But there's an urgency tonight. Jesus says, hurry up. Hurry up. This is a solemn moment. And I know those voices are telling you, don't listen to her, just relax. But I'll tell you, Jesus says, come. And I want to invite you to come into the front. Come in here right now. And I would like to later pray for you. But I want to invite you to come and to give your heart to Jesus, just like this gentleman did, just like us, we did. If it wouldn't be for Jesus, where would be ours right now? He has forgiven us, cleansed us, and given us joy and a hope. Come to the front. Open your heart. And if there's a person next to you, and the person might not feel comfortable, you can say, hey, would you like me to go with you? You can invite them right now. Take the liberty. Because as I said before, hurry up, said Jesus. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry, calm down. There's an urgency. We don't know how long we have left. You don't know how long you have left. But Jesus is coming here to tell you, I'm here to heal you. I'm here to restore you. I'm here to give you rest. I'm here to change you. You can't change yourself. But Jesus can change you. And to the people that are watching us online tonight, maybe you're not able to come, but I would like you to also pray with us and repeat as we pray. And I'll tell you, Jesus knows your needs. He sees your pain. He sees where you have struggled. But he says, I'm loving you. I care about you. And Jesus, when he heals you, he restores you. He makes you a new person, like our pastor was saying. The past is gone. You become a new creature. And tonight, if you pray with us to receive Jesus, you will be a new creature as well. For those who are going to pray with me, I'm going to say this prayer, and I want to invite you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross and for suffering for me. Thank you for loving me. Even though I don't deserve your love, but you looked for me and you found me. Tonight, I invite you to come into my heart. Heal me, Jesus, from the pains of my past. And I want you to restore my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I ask you that you will teach me the way that I should go. Speak to me, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me and taking all my shame and taking all my sins. I give my life to you and I thank you because tonight I'm no longer the same. I'm a new person. Transform by the power of Jesus Christ. In your name I pray. Amen. And I'd like to also pray tonight for those people that struggle with a physical illness. I know that there's a lot of sicknesses going around, and there's people in here that have been asking the Lord to touch their lives. Jesus, touch Zacchaeus, touch his heart. And Jesus in that same city touched a blind man and gave him sight. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible. So I'm going to invite you to lift up your hands right now. And we're going to pray. You know what sickness you may be dealing with. But the healer is present here tonight. Father God, you see the hands right now. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, for every sickness in this place, God. Oh, Father, you're able, God. Your presence is in here, God. And there is healing in the name of Jesus. Flow, Father God. Flow, Jesus. Touch every cell in these bodies, God. Father, reduce every cancer of cell, Lord Jesus. Father, heal, Lord Jesus, any trauma that people may have right now, God. Father, touch any sickness in these bodies right now, God. For sin has destroyed us, but you are our healer, Lord. Flow, Holy Spirit, right now. Quit. Quicken, Lord Jesus. Quicken the sight of many here. Quicken their ears, Lord. Quicken their bones, God, their internal organs, their lungs, Jesus. Flow right now, God. We cry out to you, Lord, for we know that there is healing and power in your name. Father, I ask you for the people watching in the internet, God, that might be suffering with an illness, God, a terminal illness. In the name of Jesus, send healing, Lord, as you did with the centurion. He wasn't in there, but you sent your word, and the healing was received by that servant. So right now, God, we believe, we take by faith the healing, and we receive it in here, and we receive it to the different countries that are watching right now, God. Father, there's no limitations for you. You're able to access everyone, God. And we thank you, God, tonight, because we have received you. We have seen your hand, and we feel your presence. And we thank you. And I would like you to lift up your hands and clap unto the Lord and give him glory, for he's worthy. Hallelujah.